Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I've got an excellent interview feature on tap for you tonight with Nils Hoffman ahead of his gig in town this Saturday, the 12th of August. And we will get to that shortly, but first let's check out this episode's Tracks of the Week, starting off with Edmonton's Joe Luca. This is Lifted. few nice tracks of the week there, finishing off with Cree's latest, I Can Make It. Joe Lucas started off with Lifted. Both of those tracks can be had wherever you buy your music. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Nils Hoffman is in town this Saturday, and I was fortunate to interview him in advance of the gig. He serves up some absolutely beautiful, emotional prog house here. The lead track is A Radiant Sign. Full track list and a selection of Nils Hoffman web links can be found at Technoprogressivo's Facebook page. Let's check out part one of the interview. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Nils Hoffman. Berlin-born and raised, he's been producing and DJing for over 15 years. With releases on Blaufield Music and Junadeep, Spinnin' and Global Underground, he has undoubtedly made his mark on the scene. He's collaborated alongside Buka Shade, Ben Bomber, and Panama, and remixed or been remixed by Jeremy Olander, Dosum, and Odessa, and loads of others. His latest track, Darko, is a great update of Buka Shade's classic and is available on Blaufield Music, so check that out. He's toured all over the planet and will be here in Vancouver at Village Studios on Saturday, August the 12th, and that is what we're here to talk about tonight. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Nils Hoffman, so kicking things off, how would you currently define your sound, and would you say it's evolved or shifted over time?
I would define my sound as melodic deep house music. I would say I've always been in that territory, but I think it's just always gets like updated every year, like with the sounds I'm using, and just like in general, the development of my sound is always there. But I think I'm more or less always in the same territory.
Going way back in time, can you think of two or three tracks that really opened your eyes to electronic music, and what impact did they have on you?
I think there's one track called Aaron from Paul Kalkbrenner, which was one of the first electronic music songs I ever heard. I discovered it through the Berlin Calling soundtrack. Then there was this track called Moen by Trenton Miller, which I really, really liked. It was like another artist I was getting really into then. And I would say later on, like for the bit more like recent years, I would say it was, I think, Lane 8 Fingerprint was a really important track for me. I think I would go with these three.
Thank you.
Okay, can you tell me about your experience of trying to build up your reputation in the Berlin scene? I've heard it's incredibly competitive, a little bit oversaturated. So what did you have to do to carve out your own special niche in that space?
At the beginning, I played a lot of shows in Berlin, I could spread my name. But in the last years, I decided to not play that often in Berlin because I want to seen as like a resident DJ or something like that. Yeah, I mean, I only play once a year because I played like so many shows over the years, and also just in general through my music that I'm releasing that have a lot of fans in Berlin. I would say it's a bit about like having a name and then make yourself a bit rare, I would say.
And then let's take a look at the production side of things here. When you are making tracks, which DAW are you working with and why?
I'm working only with Ableton Live. Yeah, I mean, it's the DAW that I started with and I just know it so well. I'm very fast with it. Yeah, I think that's why I still work with it, because I don't have to think, you know, oh, how am I going to do this and that now in this DAW? I can just try the idea out, and I'm super fast with it. And I think this is why I always kept to Ableton. And it's also very intuitive. I find like other music product. I mean, I've tried out a few others like Logic or Fruity Loops, and they are like not as intuitive, I would say. Yeah, that's why I stick with Ableton.
And when you're using Ableton, are you using their in-the-box VSTs, or do you like to bring a lot of external stuff in and possibly your own hardware as well?
I used to start with the internal stuff from Ableton, but nowadays I'm using, like, I would say like most of the times external plugins. I mean, there are like a few interesting effects that I use like sometimes, but most of the times it's like external stuff. And I mean, like, I'm working mostly in the box. I have like a Koch MS-20 that I use from time to time, but most of it is in the box. Yeah.
And then what approach do you take to creating tracks? Do you have a melody or a harmony or something in your head ahead of time, or do you typically sit down at the computer, muck around and see what the result is?
Yeah, it's the second one. I usually just try to produce every day, and it's just like a habit, try to see it as a routine, and then I just play around and just see what comes up. And this is like, yeah, I mean, that works really well for me, because I don't really like, you know, like sometimes I go to the computer and start to produce and not really an idea, and then, you know, just somehow it just like takes you somewhere, which, yeah, is exciting. And, you know, this is how it works most of the time for me. Running this way.
Vocals feature prominently in the tracks that you make. How do you approach the process of writing lyrics? Is it something you like to do individually, something you like to do collaboratively, or something you like to leave to the vocalist?
It's a combination. I mean, I write some lyrics with the vocalist together. Sometimes it's a top line that I get sent. It's really always different, you know. I mean, like if it's a top line that is so good that I don't need to touch it anymore, no, just take it. And, you know, sometimes I'm in a session with a singer that I like, and then we just write the the lyrics together. It really always depends. It's like a bit of everything, I would say.
Okay, let's rewind the clock a little bit here. Thinking back to your early days of production, is there some aspect of that process that you found particularly daunting or difficult? And how did you end up navigating it?
I mean, when I started, I think I was like a bit, I started when I was 16. I don't know. I think it was a bit difficult for me like to like realize that this is a business. I think I was just like very naive at the beginning and like way too nice. And I think that was like a bit of a little bit challenging, but I was also 16 years old. So it's like also quite normal, I would say. But I think this was probably the first thing. And then, yeah, also just to like use my time. I still went to school, but also toured like already a bit. And I think I was like not really effective with anything. So I think these were at the beginning, like probably my two challenges, I would say.
Okay, let's talk about your live setup here. When you are performing live, what's the equipment and the gear that you bring along for your shows?
I have a MacBook Pro where I have Ableton running. I have a MIDI controller from a brand called Midique. I have an Arturia Keystep, which is a MIDI keyboard, and I have an Elisa sample pad, and then I have an external sound card from UAD. That's like the current setup. It may change a little bit in the future. I'm thinking about a bit of an update to that, but at the moment it's that.
Okay, and then how do you approach programming that set? Do you have the tracks laid out sort of in advance, or is it something where you're able to adjust on the fly and play the tracks as need be?
I have I can definitely react to that. I have like a structure in mind for every show, and then I can make like a few adjustments if I want. But I would say, I mean, I've like a basic idea of what I want to do, and then I can like go left and right like a few times. Dead off the night.
my mind. Floored by design, you told me you'd be kind. Now that the end is inside, you just wanna be loved. You don't wanna be free.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to the Nils Hoffman interview ahead of his gig in town this Saturday, August the 12th. His track Lonely closed out part one, and Vervunchen kicks off the second half. Full track list and a selection of his web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Let's hear more of what he had to say. Okay, continuing with your live performance here, let's consider your gigging history. In recent times, have there been any events that have really stood out to you, or anything coming up that you're really excited to play at?
Yeah, I think last week I played at Brooklyn Mirage, which was really fun. This week I'm playing at Tomorrowland and The Gorge, which will be amazing. amazing. And yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to the next US tour. Like, looking forward to play Vancouver, of course. And yeah, I think this will be fun.
Okay, a bit of a tough one here. Looking at your body of work, can you tell me one or two tracks that you've produced that you're most proud of making, and what makes those so special?
I would say probably Lonely, and that's an interesting one. I would say Lonely and Afterglow, probably. I don't know, but it's also, yeah, I don't know. I like all my tracks, but I think like Lonely is probably one of the best tracks.
don't try to stop me now. No, don't try to stop me now.
A similar question for you here. Can you tell me one or two DJs or producers whom you really admire and why?
I mean, like in terms of production, I think the Paul Kalkbrenner productions were at the beginning really impressive. The same as the Trenton Miller ones. This was what this was what got me excited. I've seen both live like a few times. I also really like the Rufus Du Sol live show, which is of course a band, but it's also like still electronic music. So yeah, I mean, like this is a bit what I'm. What I was into, I'm still into today.
Breathing underwater isn't hard, I try. Deep inside to find you, breathing for the life I once tried to find, 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 once tried to find.
And then taking a look into the crystal ball here, as you continue to go forward in this, what's your vision for yourself, both in your live show and your productions?
I mean, I would like to just like keep getting better at everything. You know, I just want to like improve as a producer, improve as a live act, and then we'll see what the future brings. I'm usually like very bad at predicting things, so I just like try to improve everything I'm doing and just like see what comes out of it.
Final question for you here. Is there anything else that you'd like to promote right now?
Yeah, I mean, we are like doing this Phenomena EP series right now. I think, we're having like a new release at the end of the month, a new song called Nightflower. And also Lonely is out since the beginning of the month. And I really enjoy the tracks. And yeah, maybe that's something to check out ahead of the show.
This has been Nils Hoffman. A full selection of his tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of his web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Remember to get down to Village Studios on Saturday, August 12th to catch him live, and tickets for that event are still available online. So thank you very much for doing this.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Nils Hoffman for agreeing to interview with me. Top-notch musicianship there. Beautiful, emotional, and classy tracks on offer. Let Me Go was the finishing track, and a full list of web links and tracks can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page, so head on over there to learn more about him, and remember to get down to Village Studios this Saturday to check out his set. If you've enjoyed the interview and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts to give it another spin, or to check out more great interviews and guest mixes from days gone by. Keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, let's hop back in time 15 years to 2008 for a great one from Dirty Vegas and Sultan and Shepherd. This is Pressure. Enjoy it, and I will see you back here next time.
Entwined. Show me your secrets and I'll show you.